英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的英语美文，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Julie 老师。
Hello everyone, happy Mondays。
同学们准备好了吗？这周又有新的两个小故事要带给大家了，我们要说一说关于如何去在躁动不安的世界当中啊，寻找到内心的宁静。你看今儿个周一是吧？
Yeah.
Monday.
Today is Monday, and I'm sure that all of you really have that Monday feeling. Like, oh my god, a new week, new beginning. There's so much stuff to do. I feel out of control. How am I going to manage all these things I have to do today?
看每天呢，我们一早上起来，睁开眼。啊，然后呢，就要从自己的小家走出来，走到外面这个大的世界。
Yeah.
如果我们说呀，说我们的家是一个宇宙，然后这个外部的世界是一个宇宙的话，通常大家是什么感觉？觉得家里呢还 OK 吧？啊，稍微能够得到一些平静的感觉。哎呀，一出了这个屋门以后啊，感觉到处都是乱糟糟的，特别不受控制，是不是
？Yeah, exactly. It's easy to feel overwhelmed by everything that is like outside your little comfort zone of peace.And quiet at home. But you know, actually, you are in control.
哎，对了，所以今天我们要提供的就是一个比较相反的观点。就说本来呢，我们是觉得说，哎呀，一出去出了门以后，哎呀，这整个世界呢都不受控制了，可能会随波逐流啊，啊，就跟着别人走了呀，啊，大社会怎么做我就怎么做了呀。啊，等等这些，啊，带给我很多的烦恼啊，或者是带给我很多的不适应啊。哎，但是今天呢，咱们先说一个相反的方向，就是说，能不能其实你也可以掌控到你的小宇宙和你的大宇宙，同时呢，获得内心的平静。
Yeah, and of course, this takes some practice. It's not as easy as it seems, maybe. But this story can maybe give you some ideas about how to control your reaction to things outside of your, like, inner.Universe, what Jingjing just said.
刚才的同学们已经在节目预告当中啊看到了哈，今天有两篇美文。那第一篇呢叫做《大象与苍蝇》。有人就问了说，这个大象和苍蝇有什么关系啊？难道是苍蝇天天嗡嗡嗡地围着大象转吗？ The first story, Elephant and the Fly, 讲的是什么呢？
Well, this story about the elephant and the fly illustrates actually the difference between...Two sorts of people, I think. You have the kind of people who really look like the elephant in this story. They just are calm, do their things one at a time, and are fully like busy with the things they are doing. They are not distracted. They keep their focus. But then, yeah, there are many people like the fly. And the fly is like zooming everywhere and like distracted by anything and everything that comes to its path. There's no direction, no focus at all, and therefore very confused and even anxious. Well, in this story, the fly asks the elephant for advice. Elephant, how do you do that? How do you keep so calm and focused? How are you not distracted by everything around you?
所以说这些小故事呢都是古老的寓言啊。这个大象和苍蝇呢形容的都是两类性格特征的人。大象呢在安静地吃着树叶啊，毫不分心，专心地咀嚼着，而苍蝇呢在他的身旁是飞来飞去啊，脑轰轰的，一刻也不得闲。大象就问他说，你怎么不能停歇一会儿呢？苍蝇说呀，我看见的，听到的，闻到的都不断地促使着我躁动，我无法抗拒呀。于是这个时候大象呢就告诉了他，我是怎么能够呢控制着注意力，怎么能够获得专注和镇定的。哎，我相信这样的一些方式啊，咱们现代人在忙碌的生活当中也是需要的。
Yeah, definitely. Definitely in these times where we actually cannot afford to leave your smartphone alone for like 5 minutes. I mean, the temptation is there, right? To check other people's moments. I do it too.
而且我们也知道了哈，就是说生活当中呢，我们躁起来是比较容易的。
Yeah.
但是静下去呢，是比较难的。
Exactly. We are so exposed to so much information every day that our 5 senses are constantly stimulated. Like, we constantly hear things around us, read things. We get distracted by all the sounds and all the words and knowledge around us. So how to stay calm and focused and actually be there with your mind when you're doing things.
第二个故事啊，是关于什么呢？ The meaning of peace. Peace 可以指和平，可以指宁静，可以指镇定。
Well, yeah, this second story is about the meaning of peace. And I'm sure that if you listened enough to our, like, channel in UPK Thai, then I'm sure you know what peace as a word means. But this story is actually about the deeper and hidden meaning of peace that only a wise painter could see.
那第二个故事呢，就是说一个国王呢，那悬赏着艺术家们啊，要画出一幅最宁静的画。啊，谁能画出世界上最宁静的画，我就给谁大笔的奖励。其中一幅呢，啊，最后是筛选出来两幅嘛，必须得选一幅。那其中一幅呢，就是一个风平浪静的湖泊，山脉高耸着，蓝天白云，宁静无扰。而另一幅呢，是山脉崎岖，大雨倾盆啊，瀑布狂奔，电闪雷鸣。而瀑布的岩石后的裂缝当中呢，有一丛小灌木，哎，有一只小鸟儿在这个地方筑巢了。所以大家想想，如果是你的话，你来挑选谁是世界上最宁静的这幅画呢？
Yeah, which one is the most accurate resemblance of peace?
那么又是为什么呢？
Why did the king choose the painting he chose?
所以说今天啊，我们讲的就是一种 inner peace 怎么能够获得。好了，开始来读今天的美文，有请出我们的朗读嘉宾Nick 老师。
The Elephant and the Fly. A disciple and his teacher were walking through the forest. The disciple was disturbed by the fact that his mind was in constant unrest. He asked his teacher why most people's minds are restless and only few possess a calm mind. What can one do to still the mind? The teacher looked at the disciple, smiled, and said, I'll tell you a story. An elephant was standing and picking leaves from a tree. A small fly came by, flying and buzzing near its ear. The elephant drove it away with its long, long ears. Then the fly came back, and the elephant drove it away once more. The elephant drove it away with its long ears. Then the fly came back, and the elephant drove it away once more. This was repeated several times. Then the elephant asked the fly, why are you so restless and noisy? Why can't you stay just for a while in one place? The fly answered, I am attracted to whatever I see, hear, or smell. My five senses and everything that happens around me pull me constantly in all directions, and I cannot resist them. What is your secret? How can you stay so calm and still?
小故事小寓言啊，特别好听哈、啊。故事很简单啊，语言又简洁，哎，但是里面蕴含的道理啊，又非常的深刻。好，一起来看一下第一个故事。
A disciple and his teacher were walking through the forest. The disciple was disturbed by the fact that his mind was in constant unrest.
原来是一个 disciple 啊，大家看一下，学过这个单词没 ？D-I-S-C-I-P-L-E disciple 是弟子、学徒的意思。
Yeah, it's like someone who follows a wise person or a person with like a lot of authority, like a teacher, or in this case, like a very high authoritative teacher who is like maybe very famous.
一般来说呢，都是弟子和什么啊，师父啊，老师啊，一块结伴同行嘛。然后呢，在途中啊，问问题，请求师父给他答案。这里呢，一个 disciple and his teacher were walking through the forest。 和师傅一起啊正在穿越一片森林。其实穿越森林这些都是有寓意的，对不对？
Yeah, definitely. It's very, like, if you see it in front of you, right? Like, such a wise teacher walking with his disciple. It sets a good scene for, like, very deep conversations like these to have.
穿越森林是什么意思啊？就是说你想啊，森林就好像是我们的生活一样嘛。啊，有很多的各种的险境啊，
yeah.
啊，有很多各种各样的啊，吸引你这个注意力的一些方方面面呢。
Exactly.、
啊、弟子和师父一起啊，在穿越一片森林啊，就等于他们其实就是行走在这个人生路上。
The disciple was disturbed by the fact that his mind was in constant unrest.
这个弟子呢，他有点问题啊，他呢 was disturbed. Disturb 是被搅乱，被搅动。
If you are, like, disturbed by someone or by something, then you're interrupted by someone and you're stopped from continuing with what you're doing.
对 ,disturb, disturbing, 哈、
huh? Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt, sorry to disturb, 的意思。
Yeah. You're, like, distracted and you cannot leave your mind, like, alone with it. Like, you cannot really let it rest.
就好像呢你们正在公司吧这个会议室里正在开会啊外边一个房间呢正在装修。
Yeah. Oh, then you're so disturbed, definitely.
对不对
?Or you're, like, focusing on writing an article or an email at your work or at studies, and suddenly your phone rings. Well, then you're disturbed as well.
正在家里呢安安心心的读书呢啊突然间楼上在看电视唱 KTV,、
yeah.
啊、这种就叫 disturb, 就是打扰和烦扰。这个学徒呢他总是被这样的一种事实烦扰着。就是说呀他的这个 mind, 这个心神 was in constant unrest, 在一种 unrest 的状态下 ,rest 是休息的平静的宁静的 ,unrest 就是什么不宁的状态。
Yeah, not in peace, not quiet or free from being disturbed, from interruption or worries. So if you are in unrest,then I guess you are stressed or you're worried about something.
哎，这个 unrest 呢，也是我们大多数人啊，平时生活当中的一种常态了。啊，就是上一秒在担心这个，下一秒在担心那个。就是随时随地都是处于一种在紧张、担心和忧虑的状态。那以前小时候我们学那个课文叫小猫钓鱼，也是这种 in constant unrest。啊，一刻也不能安宁，一刻也不能安息下来的这种状态。
He asked his teacher,Why most people's minds are restless, and only few possess a calm mind?
带着这个疑惑呢，他问了老师一个问题。Why most people's minds are restless? 好，又出现了一个 rest 延伸的单词。Rest 刚才说了是休息平静，加上 less 这个后缀呢，变成没有的少。无法平息的 restless.
Yeah, if you are restless, then you're not able at all to keep still because you're like nervous or you're bored or you're impatient. Can be anything really.
对 ,restless, 担心自己没有房子住。
Yeah.
担心自己呢成绩不好。
Like there's no way how to solve it. Like you can only be like in unrest, restless.、
Restless, 就是一刻呢都是停息不下来都是蠢蠢欲动的在焦虑着在思考着在琢磨着。Only a few possess a calm mind. Possess, 拥有 calm, 安静的镇定的宁静的冷静的头脑。
Yeah, if you possess like a certain quality, just as here, a calm mind, then you have it. So to possess is another word for to have.Something.
为什么大多数人呢内心是无法安宁的然后少数人呢才能够有一个比较稳定的心智呢
What can one do to still the mind?
那师父就请您告诉我了 What can one do? 一个人需要做些什么才能够 still? 有趣 still 以前我们学的都是些什么副词啊之类的词性啊、
yeah. Still as a, like an adjective that is like calm, no soundPeaceful, right?
对，形容词形式就是安静的。
But to still something or someone is to make something or someone calm and quiet.
加在 to 后面肯定变成一个 verb, 动词了。这里的 still 就是使什么平静。到底一个人需要做些什么才能够让自己内心平静下来呢？哎，师父怎么说呀？
The teacher looked at the disciple, smiled, and said, I will tell you a story.
哈、啊、还是老套路，师父是看着弟子呢，总是微笑着啊，面带是吧，有深意的微微一笑说，我来给你讲个故事吧。
An elephant was standing and picking leaves from a tree. A small fly came by, flying and buzzing near its ear.
一头大象啊，正站着 picking leaves from a tree. Pick 是摘、挑、选，正在呢树上啊摘着树叶吃。一只小苍蝇 ，a small fly 在这里不是飞的意思啦。啊，是飞那物体。
It's like that little animal that is so annoying and comes back every time you chase it away.
哎，你说这苍蝇和蚊子吧，都是小飞虫哈、啊，为什么那名蚊子的名字就这么长呢、啊？
嗯，
苍蝇一个小小的 fly 就叫苍蝇，蚊子怎么说叫？
a bug.
对，叫 mosquito.
Mosquito, yeah.
所以看不同等的对待哈、啊。
Exactly.
一个小苍蝇呢，哎呀，就过来了。Flying, 这里是动词。好，这个词叫 buzzing.
Yeah, making that sound, buzzing.
Buzz, buzzing, buzz,
that sound.
不停地发出这种嗡嗡嗡的声音啊，到处嗡嗡嗡。Near its ear, 在耳边啊，嗡嗡嗡的没个完。
You can imagine the elephant is very annoyed right now. So, the elephant drove it away with its long ears.
大象啊就用它的大耳朵 drove it away, 把这个苍蝇呢赶走了。
Yeah.
Drive something away.
That means to make something go away, to cause something go away.
To cause something go away, to make something go away.
Yeah.
赶走。就用它的大长耳朵啪啪啪几下、啊、就把这个苍蝇呢就赶走了。
Then, the fly came again, and the elephant drove it away once more.
嗨。这苍蝇当然还要回来啦、
yeah.
所以呢又飞回来了大象呢就又把它赶走了
The elephant drove it away with his long ears Then the fly came again And the elephant drove it away once more
大象又用自己长长的耳朵把它赶走了然后呢苍蝇又飞回来了大象又把它赶走了又飞回来又赶走了就像我们平时驱赶苍蝇一样
Yeah, I mean, it's usually the case like this, right? That flies, they keep on coming back every time you chase them away
反反复复来来回回的
This was repeated several times
Be repeated 重复的啊就是如此重复了好几遍 Several times 怎么着呢他就是不走了
Then,The elephant asked the fly, Why are you so restless and noisy?
好了，大象和苍蝇就开始对话了。
Yeah.
大象就问到苍蝇说，哎，你为什么啊，如此的不安呢？ Why are you so restless? 这个 restless 再次出现了。大家能够明白这个意思了吧？就像苍蝇一样，一刻也闲不下来。
Yeah, just like the fly. The fly is like a...ultimate example of restlessness, like constantly distracted, constantly busy, not focused at all.
对，它就是形容一种一个人的一个状态呢，就是说你的注意力呀、啊、被不停的分散了，啊，一会儿呢被这个旁边的人分散了，啊，一会儿呢被旁边的事儿分散了，一会儿呢又被别人说了一个什么话给分散了。就无时无刻不在 restless 在想哎呀这个是什么啊那个是什么哇这个怎么样那个我要如何评价一下呢、
嗯、
对
Why can't you stay just for a while in one place?
Hey, so restless and noisy. Noisy 就是比较喧闹的吵闹的。
Yeah.
为什么你就不能 stay just for a while in one place? 在一个地方好好的待着呢安安静静地待着别动呢
The fly answered I am attracted to whatever I see, hear or smell My five senses and everything that happens around me pull me constantly in all directions and I cannot resist them
这个苍蝇啊还不傻他至少知道自己
Yeah, he knows what his problem is, but he cannot help it.
对， 哎，他还知道自己为什么 noisy。你看看是不是我们不一定知道自己为什么 noisy 吧
Yeah, we don't know exactly why we are restless or why we are disturbed or worried. We just know that we are.
对，我们以为我们本性就是这样的，当然我们确实本性也是这样的。
Yeah.
我们甚至都没有去想过为什么我这么的急躁，这么的浮躁，这么的焦躁啊。
And then it's easily to do what the fly is doing. He's externalizing everything. He's blaming kind of his surroundings. Like, everything around me distracts me. It pulls me constantly in all directions.
对了。
But actually he forgets that he is responsible for his own senses.
苍蝇是这么回答的。那是外面的东西在吸引着我呀，对不对？ I am attracted to, be attracted to something, 就是被什么东西给抓获了，吸引了。
Yeah.
I'm attracted to whatever I see. 我凡是我看到的， I hear, 我听到的， I smell, 我闻到的东西，它都在抓取着我的注意力呀。哇，那块巧克力好好吃啊，对不对？哇，现在天气，哇，好美好啊。对吧？哇，那个男生长得好帅呀！哇，那姑娘长得好漂亮啊！
Jing Jing just mentions all the things that distract me on a regular base.
哦，是吗？正好说出了 Judy 老师内心的，这老师内心话哈。我们真的可以在这个时间啊，就在这个此刻，大家想一想，你的生活中哪些东西吸引着你的注意力？
Yeah.
哇，那个人成绩怎么这么好啊？哇，那个人怎么是吧？
Yeah.
这么有钱啊。
And I bet many of you will mention your phone, like me.
对了。哇，你天天看，哇，这个人的朋友圈怎么这样了？哇，那个人的朋友圈怎么又那样了？
Exactly.
哇，这个人到底在干什么呀？搞代购啊。这些哈。所以 attracted to whatever I see, I hear, I smell. 你看到，你听到了，闻到了以后，你要就开始去思考了，开始去琢磨了。所以我的这个五感， my five senses,Sense 是我们的感官感觉。
Yeah, a sense that is your natural ability to hear, to smell, to taste, to feel, and yeah, of course to see. That are like your five senses.
来，我们来数一数啊，眼睛看到的。
Yeah.
耳朵听到的。鼻子闻到的。嘴里感受到的。还有就是什么，我们的身体的整体的感觉。
Yeah, that are your five senses. And now this fly, he blames his five senses, basically.
对。
He says, my five senses and everything that happens around me pull me constantly in all directions.
就是因为我这五个感官，还包括那些发生在我身边的一切事情，不停地 pull me, 拉着我 constantly, 不断地 in all directions, 把我拉向各个不同的方向，今儿个把我拉到东边，明儿个把我拉到南边，后天把我拉到西边，再天把我拉到北边，天天就这么转悠。
Yeah, if something pulls you constantly in all directions, something distracts you constantly and makes you change your mind every minute.It makes you like very unfocused and indecisive.
对，今天想要不把钱攒起来，明儿想要不买套房算了。
Exactly.
后来想，买哪儿的房，哪儿投资比较好啊？这样 pull me constantly in all directions, and I cannot
resist them.
Resist 是抗拒。
Yeah, to not be affected by something or not be distracted or harmed by something.
聊天室的同学说。我没钱花，我烦躁。有人说了，我看到美女我就躁动，I just restless。对，然后有人说，看到美丽的小姐姐我也会多看看。啊，对，她就是怎么样，被什么吸引了？你被吸引了，你的感官在起作用了，在 pull you constantly in all directions。那大象，你的秘密是什么呢 ？What's your secret?
What is your secret?How can you stay so calm and still?
那怎么你就在那儿吃着树叶儿，跟那个外界什么事儿都没发生似的呢 ？How can you stay so calm and still?
How do you think?
The elephant stopped eating and said, "My five senses do not rule my attention. I am in control of my attention, and I can direct it wherever I want."This helps me to get immersed in whatever I do, and therefore keep my mind focused and calm. Now that I am eating, I am completely immersed in eating. In this way, I can enjoy my food and chew it up better. I control my attention, and not the other way around. And this helps me stay peaceful. Upon hearing these words, the disciple's eyes opened wide, and a smile appeared on his face. He looked at his teacher and said, I understand. My mind will always be in a constant unrest. It is my five senses, and whatever is happening in the world around me are in control of it. On the other hand, if I am in command of my five senses, able to disregard sense impressions, and able to control my thoughts, my mind will become calm, and I will be able to disregard its restlessness.
Yes, that's right, answered the teacher. The mind is restless and goes wherever the attention goes. Control your attention, and you control your mind.
从师父的话里说出来的大道理啊，就那么几句话，特别简单。
Yeah, very easy to say it, but less easy to do it.
所以真正大道理都是一句话。你说那个反反复复说不清楚的，那都没什么干货。
The elephant stopped eating and said, "My five senses do not rule my attention."
大象这个时候停止了吃东西，然后就说呀。My five senses do not rule my attention. 我的五种感官呢，并不会 rule, 就是支配、掌管我的注意力。
I am in control of my attention.
相反，我是我的注意力的一个什么呀？支配者。In control of something. In control of something. 支配、管理、操纵。
And I can direct it wherever I want.
我呢？不仅能够支配，我还能指挥他，我要他干嘛他就干嘛， whenever I want it. 这可不容易啊，这跟苍蝇正好相反。
Yeah, it's like exactly the opposite of the fly, because the fly is directed entirely by what comes in, but the elephant is like totally in control of what comes in.
那这就厉害了，这就厉害了，你还能够控制你的五种感官。
And I can direct it wherever I want, the elephant says. So he says, I can like control my attention in any direction I want it to go.
我想看的时候我眼睛就看，我想听的时候我耳朵听，我不想吃的时候我嘴不吃，我不想感觉的时候我不感觉。
This helps me to get immersed in whatever I do.
就这种方式呢，它就能够帮助我呀，完全的沉浸在 immersed in something, 沉浸在我此刻正在做的事情上。
Yeah, if you are immersed in something, you spend most of your time doing it or thinking about it. Like, imagine you are reading a very good book. Then you're kind of forgetting what's happening around you, right? That's what I always have. Or, I don't know, you're playing a video game and you just forget the whole world around you. Then you are immersed in playing that game or reading that book.
说到 immersed, 大家都有同样的感觉。比如有时候你听 PK 台听着，哎呦，一个小时过去了哈，没发现别的。有时候你玩那个电脑游戏，一玩，哎呦，整个世界都忘记了。这就是 immersed 的感觉，沉浸在其中。那这样一来的话，我就能够 keep my mind
focused and calm。
好，这样一来，我的这个心神呢，它就是专注的，它就是镇静的和平静的。
Now that I am eating, I am completely immersed in eating.
Now that, 既然我现在正在吃东西，嚼树叶儿，那么我就完完全全的沉浸在我吃东西上。就是我吃东西的时候呢，就不说话了，啊、
yeah.
也不东张西望了。
He's not doing all those other things he might be able to do, like, I don't know, reading, talking to someone, playing, like, just eating.
对，他就吃东西的时候呢，他就认真的吃东西。他完完全全的呀，他整个的这个想法和关注点都放在这个吃东西和咀嚼上面。
In this way, I can enjoy my food and chew it better.
就这样的，这样一来的话，我这不就能完全享受我的美食了吗？而且还能更好的把食物咀嚼了， chew it better， 还嚼得更烂一些，还便于消化了。
I control my attention and not the other way around.
我控制了我的注意力啊，不让他们跑走了。不会在嚼着树叶的时候一看，哎呦，旁边一个美女走过去了。
还是一个帅哥。
对，还是一个帅哥走过去了。所以 I control my mind, attention, not the other way around, 而不是相反。
Yeah, not that he says like, I control my attention and not my attention controls me.
对，就是谁 in control of 谁的问题。所以 this helped me stay peaceful.这有助于让我呀保持平静。哎，你这么一想还真是的啊。
Yeah, I mean, imagine you can control like basically everything that you hear, see, feel, smell. Like you can control your attention. Then you should be at peace, right? Then you don't feel that you're pulled in all kinds of directions, that you're like distracted.Like, unless if you are distracted, then you choose for it, right?
对，就是说，你看，他引申为到现在的社会扩大一点啊，就包括说，一些就是一个人要不要是随波逐流，是被牵着走
，Yeah，
是不是被牵着走？如果大家说啊，现在我们只有一个评判人的标准，那就是谁挣钱多。
Yeah, exactly. Like with brands or like,
对，就是谁挣钱多，谁就是老大。
Yeah, exactly. Like the iPhone or the Nikes, etc., etc. That like kind of distracts us all from what really matters.
哎，对，如果说你就这么都不经思考，哎，就跟着这个流就去了，就走了，就飘走了，
yeah.
那就是属于前一种 pulled me constantly in all directions. 你没有办法为你自己做主，你做不了主。
Upon hearing these words, the disciple's eyes opened wide, and a smile appeared on his face.
听到这个故事 ,on hearing, upon hearing, 都是听到的意思。这学徒啊，弟子啊，就睁大了眼睛 ,open, eyes opened wide, and a smile appeared on his face. 脸上呢也浮出了微笑。
He looked at his teacher and said, I understand!My mind will always be in constant unrest.
看着师父他说我明白了师父。原来呀我的这种 mind, 我这个心神呢 will always be in constant unrest. If my five senses and where whatever is happening in the world around me are in control of it. 啊意思就是说
Yeah, he says,
他的意思就是说如果我的这个五种感官的话啊哎呀都一刻不能停心。完了呢我身边发生的事情能够完完全全的把我给掌控住。
Yeah, he says like, if my five senses are always distracting me, if I am not in control of it, then I will always be restless, then I will always be stressed and like, unfocused. But if, on the other hand, if I am in command of my five sensesable to disregard sense impressions and able to control my thoughts, my mind will become calm and I will be able to disregard its restlessness.
如果外面世界发生的事情啊，比如说父母告诉你说一定要怎么样啊，或者是说这个社会告诉你说一定要怎么样，如果说被这些事情 in control of it, 那你就乖乖的就被带走了，那么你就被听话了啊。On the other hand, 另一方面呢 ,if I'm in command of my five senses, in command of 也是做主的意思。
Yeah, it's like, the same as in control of, to be in control of your five senses. In command, like, you can imagine like a commander is someone who gives you orders to do something, right? So if you are in command,then you are sort of the commander. You give the orders to do something.
Be able to disregard sense impressions. 不去理会 disregard sense 感官的 impressions, 影响。
Yeah, to disregard is not to give your attention to something, to like, not entirely ignore it, but just not to focus on it, just leave it B, don't do anything with it. That is to disregard it. Sense impressions is like the impressions, the feelings you get from your five senses, like you hear something, you smell something, you see something, you read something. Those are all called sense impressions.
感官呢是肯定有影响的，但是呢你要不要受它控制，这是你的选择。Yeah. 啊，你不去理会感官的影响， and able to control my thoughts, 并且呢能够控制自己的思想，你的心啊，我的心啊就会平静下来。My mind will become calm.And I will be able to disregard its restlessness. Restlessness 很有趣 ,restless 不安的。Restlessness 就是不安作为名词了。
Yeah, it's a noun. Restlessness is like the whole state, the whole situation of being in unrest, of being restless. So you see like all these adjectives and verbs and like nouns as restlessness, they're all connected and all like means sort of the same thing.
这就是一种自控力。啊，掌握你，先从掌握你的五种感官开始，先别说别的，先说控制你的这五种感官，要不要被啊三心二意的分散你的注意力，这就是一种自控力。有能够控制感官，你就能控制思想，你的内心就能平静下来，就会少让那些不安的情绪啊影响到你自己。比如说别人怎么说呀，别人怎么做呀，你很少就受这些影响。
Yes, that's right, answered the teacher.
师父说没错。
The mind is restless and goes wherever the attention goes.
Mind, 它就是 restless, 是不安是躁动的。Goes wherever attention goes. 注意力一放到哪儿去，你的思绪就会受到干扰。
Control your attention and you control your mind.
中心思想就是这句话。你能够控制自己的注意力，你就能够掌控自己的内心了。
I like it that he kind of separates attention and mind, right? That he's really like making a difference between like your mind and your attention. So like you have to emphasize on like your attention, on controlling your attention to control your mind, because the mind is just easily distracted. You can see it like your attention is sort of the gatekeeper of your mind. It's like the protector of your mind.
比如说有些人哈，今天想做这件事儿，明天想做那件事情啊，一天就是一天有头脑里要想八份工作可以做的，是吧？
Yeah.
那你这个注意力太分散了。
Exactly, if you do many things at the same time, then your mind is too restless, then your mind is too unfocused. And I mean, you can put 100 things on your to-do list, but then your attention is...everywhere is totally dispersed and you cannot focus on any single thing. So you will do 100 things half or a little bit okay. Well, it's better to just put 10 things on your to-do list and do them with your full focus and full attention.
所以归根结底啊，内心能不能不烦？可以不烦。能不能不受影响？能。前提是什么？你要有自控力，去控制你的五种感官。
Yeah, the precondition is, of course, as this story says, control your attention so you can control your mind. You can prevent restlessness.
而且你会发现，生活中往往是那种特别放任的人啊，
yeah.
特别放任的人，生活一团乱麻。
Definitely, definitely.
越放任嘛，事情烦恼的事越多，好像什么倒霉事他都能遇上。
Yeah, it's getting more and more with like all the new technology and all the people flowing in and out of the city and things you have to do in life, like go to school, go to work, go like everywhere, travel. So many things, right? So it's best to control your mind. Stay calm.
好，我们来看第二个故事，关于 the meaning of peace.同样也是对这个故事的一个延伸啊，哪幅画应该是一个最宁静的画呢？
The meaning of peace. There once was a king who offered a prize to the artist who would paint the best picture of peace. Many artists tried. The king looked at all the pictures, but there were only two he really liked.And he had to choose between them. One picture was of a calm lake
The lake was a perfect mirror for peaceful, towering mountains all around it. Overhead was a blue sky filled with fluffy white clouds. All who saw this picture thought that it was a perfect picture of peace. The other picture had mountains too, but these were rugged and bare. Above was an angry sky from which rain fell and which lightning played. Down the side of the mountain tumbled a foaming waterfall. This did not look peaceful at all. But when the king looked closely, he saw, behind the waterfall, a tiny bush growing in a crack in the rock. In the bush, a mother bird had built her nest. There, in the midst of the rush of angry water, sat the mother bird on her nest, in perfect peace. Which picture do you think won the prize? The king chose the second picture. Do you know why? Because, explained the king, peace does not mean to be in a place where there is no noise, trouble, or hard work. Peace means to be in the midst of all those things and still be calm in your heart. That is the real meaning of peace.
There once was a king who offered a prize to the artist who would paint the best picture of peace.
Yeah. It is a very wise king, this, like, as you might have concluded already. Like, this king, he said, okay, the painter who can paint me a picture of peace gets a big prize. He offered a prize to the artist, the painter, who would paint the best picture of peace.
Offer a prize, 悬赏征集。啊，国王呢，向艺术家们悬赏啊，说看谁能够 paint 出一幅最宁静的画。
Many artists tried. The king looked at all the pictures, but there were only two he really liked, and he had to choose between them.
国王呢就看了看啊，就过目了一下，很多艺术家呢都呈上了自己的作品，都尝试了啊。国王看了看，哎呦，最后呢选出两幅啊自己真正喜欢的，所以他要从这两幅当中呢做出最后的选择。
One picture was of a calm lake. The lake was a perfect mirror for peaceful towering mountains all around it.
看一下这个景物的选择哈，其中的一幅呢是一个完全平静的湖面， a calm lake.
Yeah, like,
风平浪静。
When I was reading this, I see like West Lake in front of me in Hangzhou. I don't know if you ever went there. It's also like such a peaceful lake, like calm water, blue and everything.
朱莉老师脑补了一下哈。
Yeah, like, it gives a lot of fantasy, right?
啊，平静的湖泊，哎呀，风平浪静的。A lake was a perfect mirror. 哇，就像一面镜子一样。For peaceful towering mountains. 什么？高耸的山脉。All around it. 四周都是寂静的，宁静的，高耸的山脉。
Yeah, towering things, towering mountains or people, they are much taller than anything else in their neighborhood. So there were really tall mountains. Overhead was a blue sky with fluffy white clouds.
湖水上方呢 ,overhead, 是一个什么？是蓝色的天空啊，蓝天。
Yeah.
Fluffy, 棉絮般的，毛茸茸的啊 ,fluffy
yeah.
white clouds.
Imagine a rabbit or a cat, they're all also pretty fluffy, and clouds can also look fluffy in a way.
湛蓝的天空中啊，挂着白色的云朵，棉花糖般的云朵。
All who saw this picture thought that it was a perfect picture of peace.
所有看过这幅画的人都说，难道这不是一幅最平和的画作吗？
Yeah, I would agree. Like if you see such a picture, then you feel very peaceful and calm, right?
这还不宁静，谁是最宁静的呀？让人都感觉到了那份宁静了吧？
The other picture had mountains too.
另外一幅画当中也有山脉。
But these were rugged and bare.
新单词 rugged.
Yeah.
崎岖的。
very rugged landscape or rugged mountains are not smooth or flat. They are like rough and like they have cracks in it and like they have cuts in them. Steep valleys, like, yeah, they're not, yeah, just not smooth.
Bare, 光秃秃的，还啥都没有。
Yeah, bare mountains have nothing growing on them. Like, they're just rocks, basically.
特别哈，特别险峻。Above was an angry sky. 哎呀，这个山脉上方还是什么 angry 生气的天空哈。对，这个很。
You can imagine an angry sky, how that looks like. I mean, it's probably not a blue sky with a nice sun and like some birds. No, of course not. An angry sky is like a sky that looks like storm, like dark and like clouds everywhere and lightning even.
暴风雨要来的那种乌云密布的天空 from which rain fell. 哎呀，大雨倾泻而下呀 with lightning played.同时是电闪雷鸣。
Yeah, if something like lightning or even light plays somewhere, it moves quickly over a surface. So like, it's going to diverse places in a very short amount of time. That is to play. Down the side of the mountain tumbled a foaming waterfall.
在什么？这个山下面呢，哈 ,down the side of the mountain. Tumbled 是飞奔而下的。一个 foaming waterfall. Foaming.
Yeah, if a waterfall is foaming, then the water is falling down with such a force, such a strength, that bubbles of water appear. That makes it look like someone throws soap in there and like there come a lot of bubbles.
飞溅的瀑布 foaming waterfall.
This did not look peaceful.At all.
这个情景太不平静了是不是
yeah, it looks very, very chaotic, right? And very, very dynamic.
对这什么画家还能把这种作品交上来
But when the king looked closely, he saw behind the waterfall a tiny bush growing in a crack in the rock.
但是国王这近看点仔细一瞧啊 Look closely, he saw behind the waterfall, 就在这个瀑布后边有一个 tiny bush, 一片小小的低矮的灌木丛叫 bush, 长在哪儿呢 ?growing in a crack, 一条石缝里裂缝里 ,in a rock, 啊、哦、后面岩石的一条裂缝当中呢长着一颗小的灌木。
In the bush, a mother bird had built her nest.
哦就在这个灌木丛当中啊有一只鸟妈妈在这里啊筑了巢。
Yeah, she had built her nest. She had made a nest in the bush behind the waterfall, in that crack. So, in such a tiny little place, she made her home. There, in the midst of the rush of angry water, sat the mother bird on her nest in perfect peace.
就在那，就在 in midst of, 就在什么的中间，就在这个 rush of angry water.啊，在汹涌的水流当中呢，就这只鸟妈妈，非常平静的，非常平和的 ，in perfect peace， 就趴在它的鸟巢当中。
Which picture do you think won the prize？
接下来您来判断，您觉得哪幅画它能获奖呢
？The king chose the second picture。
国王啊，选择了第二幅。
Do you know why?
那这是为什么呢?
Because, explained the king, peace does not mean to be in a place where there is no noise, trouble, or hard work.
哦,原来国王是这么说的。说这个平静啊,平和呀 ,doesn't mean, 哎,它并不意味着说一定要在一个没有噪音 ,no noise, 没有烦恼 ,no trouble.Or hard work, 没有辛勤劳作的地方,什么都没有,只剩风平浪静的地方,这不是 peace.
Peace means to be in the midst of all those things and still be calm in your heart. That is the real meaning of peace.
真正的 peace 的含义是,就身处在 in the midst of, 又来了。身处在什么什么之中
All those things
就刚才所说的那些什么天空密布大雨倾盆电闪雷鸣瀑布飞奔呢，就处在这些当中。 Still be calm in your heart， 你的内心呢仍然能够保持着平静，这才是真正的 peace。
Yeah, that is the real meaning of peace. Well, this story obviously like is pretty like similar to the first story too. This story is I think more the result of being able to control your attention.
这个第二个故事呢更像是第一个故事的一种结果，对不对？第一个故事就是告诉你一个方法是什么，就是你要 control your five senses。 然后接下来就告诉你的结果是什么，就是说你无论这个外境多险恶啊，无论这个环境多么的这个恶劣，你的内心呢反而能够渐趋平和。
Yeah，
那你就不得了了。
Yeah， it teaches you actually how to keep your inner peace no matter how much chaos is around you, no matter how many things happen around you that can distract you from your like what you have to pay attention to。
这两篇文章好就好在它给我们提供了一种反向的思考。平时我们都觉得 peace， 哇，一定要在外面去找吧，对吧？
Yeah.
我要看看平静的东西吧，我啊，这个时候我听听平静的歌曲吧，哇，这个时候我内心平静下来了。
Yeah, that's why everyone is going on a holiday to like far away destinations with quiet beaches or empty forests, etc.
我们总在远方去寻找。
Yeah，
这两篇文章提供给我们的观点和方式就是说，不在外面，就在你自己的控制力上面。
It's definitely so. You cannot find peace anywhere outside of you. You can only find peace inside.
你的自律越强大，你内心能感觉到的平静就越深刻。你的自控力越强大，
yeah.
你内心的就会越高级。
It's actually quite funny. Like, what I always notice with people who are going like far away because they have to relax and they want to get away from all the stress and worries they have.And then go on a holiday, and they think they will solve it that way, but actually the opposite is true. They are then in a foreign country, and then they're so stressed in preparation and in being there, and like being not familiar with things, so they get distracted by everything they see, and they come back exhausted and even more restless as they were before.
一般来说呢，能够珍视内心平和的人都还是挺有智慧，不简单的。
Definitely, it's not easy.
而且这样的文章呢，它真的是为我们提供了一种你可以选择的一种处事的方式和哲学，是吧？
Yeah.
因为每个人没有谁会希望自己的生活整天啊都是惊涛骇浪的。谁都希望能够过一种比较平静比较安宁的生活，而你要有这样的生活对你的健康也有好处，咱们中国人说延年益寿嘛，对吧？
Yeah.
你心态要是天天都惊涛骇浪坐过山车似的，对自己也不好，也给家人啊朋友带来很多烦恼，是不是？
What maybe is a thing to try first is just to find something that really captures your entire attention, that makes you feel like you kind ofForget all about the world, so you can learn how to focus on one thing. And if you got that down, that thing will become your relaxation method.
我也觉得朱莉老师说的好，咱们可以从生活中的一些小事情开始做起，就是先训练自己的专注能力。
Exactly.
就做一件事情的时候不要到处分心。你现在在听节目学英语的时候，你就好好听节目学英语，就先不要看手机啊，就先不要去接电话，先你觉得首先你当下在做什么事情的时候你就好好的做好，吃饭的时候就好好吃饭，就别聊天，别玩微信。
Exactly,
是不是？
Exactly. Like, and if you, like, gradually, you get more and more things that kind of capture your full attention to which you can really direct your entire attention to, the calmer you will become.
我们的很多听友啊，都是年轻人啊，很年轻。其实你要在越年轻的时候懂了这个道理，并且你能够做到，而训练你的专注力和那个感官的话，你未来的前途是不可限量的。
Definitely.
我们都为大家操碎了心。
The earlier you start, the better it is, actually. But also, it is very difficult.
甭管您是中年人啊，中老年人或者老年人啊，因为我们听友各个年龄层都有，像这样的一种处事的方式呢，其实我们都是可以借鉴的，咱试试看啊。
Everyone can achieve it.
看是不是能够让自己的生活质量更高了。
Yeah.
内心更平和了。 啊，这个这个处事啊，为人呐、啊、什么的关系都更好了，是不是让自己的生命质量提升了？咱试试嘛，对不对？书上说的也不一定完全对。
Definitely.
你自己 you try it, you feel it.
Yeah, you feel whenever something like fully captures your attention. Like for me, that is usually something like a hobby, like dancing is one, reading is one. That is like are things that kind of require too your full attention. Otherwise, you do it wrong, right?
培养一两个爱好，然后呢，学会专注在做这个事情的时候，尽情的投入其中。
Definitely.
是吧？所以，哎，这是一个我们觉得还不错，可以推荐给大家哈。做起来也不难，做一件事情你就练习，听节目的时候好好听，不分心也行。好，感谢大家的收听啊，谢谢Julie老师的精彩讲解。
Thank you all for listening.
下次见。
See you.